Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Pam.
Hey, John.
How many times have we done this, Pam?
Oh,
how many
my
times?
Gosh.
How many? Seriously.
I don't know how many, but it's been every time has been so much fun. I could tell you that.
Over how many years have we done this?
It's been 7 years. It'll be 8 in March of 2022.
I said earlier when I was announcing you were coming on that if you wanted to find somebody who would not give up, who stayed the course, who had a goal and would not be deterred from it, it is you. Seriously.
Oh, thank you.
I've never seen anything like this. Pam,
well,
Pam was not a documentary filmmaker, but that was 7 years ago. Now
right.
She is. But she went without any training or anything to do this documentary on Dick Biondi.
Well, so, I did have a video production business in my life. So towards the end of my life, actually, before I retired, so-called retired.
Gotcha.
You know, I've been working harder since I retired.
Yeah.
Or just as hard.
Isn't that ironic? Yeah.
Yeah.
So this all starts when, we've been over this before, but we're going to go over it again. This starts when you're how old when you meet Dick Biondi?
13.
And you have known him ever since.
Yes, I have.
And that kinship or devotion or love or whatever you want to call it.
Or friendship, just friendship, really.
Yeah.
You know what? Dick touched my life in such a way, a profound way, when I was 13, because I was one of those kids that was sort of a lost soul, you know. I mean, he seemed to attract those kids, I heard, but I hate to admit it, but I was one of them. And When I met Dick, he was actually the number one disc jockey in America that year in 1961.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even realize that, of course, till many years later when I was researching. But, you know, he was the biggest thing. And I was just so thrilled to meet him because I never missed a show. I was a huge fan. And when I did meet him, I was expecting him to be just, you know, maybe have an ego, you know. No.
Dick
was the nicest guy I ever met. He was so kind, and I couldn't get over it.
He doesn't even have any fat on him, let alone an ego.
You're right.
So, this project, and let me say that, and I think I got a bit of credibility when it comes to this, in the history of rock and roll disc jockeys, there are some very famous names. However, none of them did what Dick Biondi did. Dick Biondi, in the 50s, went to the South and went on the air and played, at the time, R&B music, soul music, and that was never done until he did it on a pop station, so to speak. And he has been around it since day one of rock and roll. Day one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
I mean, we're talking Elvis, the Stones, the Beatles, all of it.
Frankie Valli.
And he's still with us. So his story, I think, is like just unbelievably unique. And you've been working on this for 7 years. And this. Is it, when is this? September 19th, right? That's the big day?
Yeah, we're having a big birthday bash for Dick. He's turning 89 in September.
Jeez.
And we're having Ron Onesti, you know, who owns the Arcata Theater out in St. Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Has just been so great offering up the theater to us and helping and putting this show together that's just phenomenal. I mean, you name it. The guys that are there, I mean, this is like a throwback to the 50s or 60s where they had a whole bunch of people on one bill, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. We've got, you know, Felix Cavalier of the Rascals. We've got the Ides of March, the Buckinghams, the New Colony Six, Jimmy Sons from the Shadow of the Night. I mean, Hot Rocks, tribute band, Rolling Stones tribute band, Rosie and the Rivets, Merle Perkins, legendary blues drummer. We've got all these people. I hope I didn't miss anybody.
On my sheet, you didn't miss any.
Oh, the Cave Dwellers. The Cave Dwellers are going to be there.
I got to say, I'm not going to be able to make it, and I'm very disappointed. I have never seen Felix Cavalieri, and the Rascals and the Young Rascals were absolutely one of my favorite bands to this day.
Yeah,
and I would just love to be able to see him in person. But
I'm looking forward to it.
Maybe some other time. So if somebody, what about tickets? Let's get down to the brass tacks. What about tickets?
Tickets are available right now, and you know this is coming up in 2 weeks or so. So we are hoping to sell out the theater because all the proceeds have been donated to our film to finish this documentary.
That is fantastic.
It's pretty incredible. All these bands are performing just to help us. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, this shows you how much they care about Dick Biondi, truthfully.
Yeah.
So tickets are available on the Arcata website. And if for people that are friends of the Dick Biondi film or want to go on our website, there's a link right there. There's a big button there. Get tickets. DickBiondiFilm.com. Right. I don't have the actual link to Arcata, but if you just look up Arcata theater tickets, you know, you'll find it. So, yeah, they're on sale right now, and we hope everybody comes out and joins us. It's going to be a great day.
We have a caller with a Dick Biondi story, and although I don't want to stereotype, but hey, Vito.
Yes, sir. Yes, Dick Biondi. I'm 73 years old. I used to listen to Dick Biondi all the time.
Now,
he used to broadcast in a building. It was on Washington Boulevard in Racine. It's now owned by Oprah Winfrey. And just west was a Lincoln Mercury dealership that my father worked at. Now, he's Italian also, and he's Calabrese, and about the same height as Dick Biondi. And my father didn't like, he was a World War II vet, and he was just real strict. He was strict with everybody, especially me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he goes and he says, that Dick Biondi's the music, he says, is ruining the kids. I'm going to go up to Biondi and punch him right in his face. And, you know, I says, please, Dad, don't do that. You'll embarrass me. All my friends, they listen to Dick Biondi. Come on.
Unbelievable.
Don't do that.
Yeah, he was you know. We all love him now, but the parents didn't necessarily love him then.
And I know he was fired. He worked for, let's see, WLS, WCFL, WJJD. Now I'm just going back to things that I remember. WIND, I think.
I've worked with him at least three times.
Really?
So at three different stations.
Three different stations. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, JMK.
Well, one of them was the same station, but they changed it. The call letters. Uh-huh. They called themselves the True Oldies Channel.
Right.
And then they became something else. And we stayed there. And then, there was that 104.3, about 10 years worth, from 93 to 2003. And one of my favorite stories about Dick Biondi, I'll do it right now. Thank you. Thank you very much. John, can you do one of your favorite stories? Oh, I'd be glad to. So, you know that radio stations are not individually owned anymore. They're owned, except for WGN, which is great. And I'm not being sarcastic about that. It's one of the great things about this station is that we're the only radio station that this company owns. However, that does not apply to 99.9% of the other stations. And CBS owned a bunch of stations in Chicago, including the one that Dick and I work for. And they held this big PR ad campaign, bring your clients over to like the McClurg Court Theater, and there's going to be this big sales presentation, and they wanted all of their air talent from all of their radio stations to line up in the back and come walking down. And when it got, I was standing right behind Dick, and I don't know what made me do this, But they announced Dick's name, and I picked him up and carried him down the aisle. I mean, literally, he weighs 5 pounds. But I don't know why I did it. And he didn't mind it. Because, you know, if you can do a stunt with Dick Biondi, he's ready for it. So I carried Dick all the way down to the bottom of the stairs and into the middle of the stage and plop him down right in front of the microphone. He's a great guy. So
yeah, he's always ready for something. He's got that twinkle in his eye, you know. He loves a joke. Loves it.
So who are some of the people that you have in the movie? I think that is a good thing to mention, because some of them are some of the biggest names in the history of rock and roll.
That's right. I had the great honor of meeting so many of these people that I grew up listening to on the radio, the records that I bought. Brian Wilson and Al Jardine from the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
What a thrill. Paul Schaefer from the Letterman Show. He's a huge Biondi fan.
Yeah, I know.
Frankie Valli. Frankie Avalon, Tony Orlando, Bobby Rydell, I could go on and on, you know.
The list goes on and on.
And the Chicago bands, you know, they love Dick. They the Ides of March. All the guys were going to be at the fundraiser. They're in my film.
Once again, that fundraiser is September 19th at the Arcata Theater. Starts at 12 p.m. It's the Dick Biondi 89th birthday bash. And if enough people show up and buy some tickets, Pam can get this movie finished, which would be great.
7 years. Yeah. Yay!
Thanks for being with us.
Let me explain something, John. The actual show starts at 2 p.m. If you buy a regular ticket, it's 2 o'clock till 5 p.m. However, if you would like to add on the VIP experience, which is a private pre-bash party before the show, it's an additional ticket. It starts at noon.
It goes to
2 o'clock. Yeah, and it includes, you know, you can mingle with the bands, you can have wine and appetizers, there's all kinds of fun stuff we're doing.
All right, Pam. Good luck. I'll be talking to you again, I know it. That's Pam.
Thanks,
Pam. That's Pam Police, who's been making a documentary about Dick Biondi for 7 years, so lend a hand.